I don't mind. Go ahead and turn to Mark chapter 8 there. I ain't gonna lie to you, I'm scared. It's always a nerve-wracking thing for me to preach. It's sometimes hard to understand, hard to explain to a lot of people. Ask me what the when you go preach, Chase, how is it? I said, I really can't tell you. I'm sitting here 1 minute, they should know I'm gone and I'm preaching. I mean, that's just the best way I can explain it to them. But I'm going to start 16. Before I do that, I'm going to pray. I'm going to wait till ends get turned there. Lord, thank you for today. Lord, thank you for everything which you've done. Lord, I ask you, Lord, if it just be your will, Lord, just please help me. Lord, strengthen me, Lord. And Lord, just let me get myself out of the way. Lord, I just may be a will and mouthpiece unto you. Lord, that's all I want to be in this walk of life. Lord, you call me to preach. Lord, just let me to do it, Lord. Lord, just please help me, Lord. I may get myself out of the way. And Lord, just please strengthen everybody in this church house, Lord. They may do, Lord, what you'd have them to do, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Lord. In your name, pray. Amen. And they reason among themselves, saying, it is because we have no bread. And when Jesus knew it, he saith unto him, why reason ye? Because ye have no bread? Perceive ye not, yet neither there understand how have ye your heart yet hardened? And when I was sitting there and reading this the other day, I was Bruce called me and asked me if I'd preach for yous and stuff. And I said, yeah, I will. Well, I got to thinking, I read somewhere around here, I don't know, probably about 2 months ago, and it stuck with me. The Lord said, you're going to preach somewhere around here. I didn't know exactly where. I mean, I couldn't tell you where at, but I got reading right there, and for some reason, we talked about this morning, understanding. And sometimes that harden, I got to reading my study Bible there, it means calloused. The heart's calloused over there. And that's what that harden means right there. And I got reading on down, it says, have eyes, see ye not, and having ears, hear ye not, and do you not remember? And you go reading back in the back further in chapter 8, it says, feeding the multitude. And that's whenever he broke the bread up and the fish and stuff and fed them. And but it says, when I break these five loaves among 5,000, how many baskets full of fragrance took ye up? They say unto them, 12. And when they said, and when these seven among 4,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? And said, 7. And he said unto them, how's that ye do not understand? There's sometimes this walk of life I don't understand what's going on. I couldn't tell you what's good. There's sometimes troubles and trials come by, and it gets hard and it gets rough, but I thank the Lord for them troubles and trials. If it wasn't for them troubles and trials, I wouldn't know what to do later on down the road. There's a lot of times I don't understand this walk of life. I really don't. And there's a lot of times Lord puts stuff right there in front of me, and I don't understand why he puts it right there. And it might be a blessing. Like I said, it might be a trouble and trial. He puts it there for me to have something to build upon. I just like to thank the Lord for everything what you've done. Yeah, I like to thank the Lord for everything what you've done. I know it wasn't a whole lot, and I wished I could say a whole lot more, but that's all I got right there.